Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We have a fantastic show for you tonight. Our first two guests, familiar faces to many of you, Chris Pook, who is the executive director of the Sea Festival Association of Long Beach, and Craig Watson, the vice president of communications for Charter Communications. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Chris, as many of our regular viewers know, was the originator of the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. He brought this stellar event to our city 33 years ago. I think he's a marketing genius, and he is now involved in a new program, which is actually 76 years old, but Sea Festival of Long Beach. Tell us about Sea Festival, Chris.
Well, as you said, Art, Sea Festival actually started 76 years ago with the Sandcastle Contest and has been going through various reiterations over those past 70-plus years. In 2004, the city manager, Jerry Miller, who just retired, asked me to take a look at Sea Festival and see if we could repackage it and use it as a marketing tool for the city of Long Beach to establish Long Beach, if you will, as the premier beach destination in Southern California during the summer.
So Sea Festival will be an umbrella brand for all of these things, many of which have been ongoing for many years.
It's an umbrella brand, Art. It covers 88 events this year, and of course, we are absolutely delighted to have Charter Communications now as our title sponsor to Sea Festival. So it is now known as the Charter Communications Long Beach Sea Festival.
Craig, what attracted you to partner with Chris and Sea Festival?
You know, since Sea Festival really represents sort of all that's best about Long Beach, all that great waterfront, the beauty of our city, we just couldn't imagine not being affiliated in some way. So the opportunity to really come in as the major sponsor, we just said this is a marriage really made in heaven. And as we expand our footprint in Long Beach, launch new products like Charter Telephone and all of our other products that people know us for, it's a great connection for us.
So this is a three-year partnership agreement between Sea Festival and Charter Communications. Let's take a look at just a few of the wonderful events that embrace Sea Festival.
Art, this is the Mayor's Cup, which is the sailing race for all women sailors and crews. And this is the Beach to Bay Sabot Regatta. These are kids from 7 or 8 years old up to 15. And now you're looking at the Dragon Boat Races, which is a wonderful event in Marine Stadium.
And there are so many great events, Chris. I know you have Movies on the Beach this year. Tell us about that.
Well, thanks to Craig and his colleagues at Charter Communications, he has brought us a wonderful selection of movies from the Turner Classics, and I'll let Craig chat with you just about those, because it's a huge coup for our beach operator, Freddie Kamara, to be able to have these wonderful, wonderful storied movies.
And we had Movies on the Beach several years ago by a lovely young couple, and I loved it. It didn't work out financially, but bringing movies back on the beach is great.
Well, absolutely, and we're upgrading the screens, we're upgrading the promotion. The movies that we're talking about, Wizard of Oz, West Side Story,
oh, wow.
North by Northwest, Singing in the Rain, I mean, these are just American classics, and to share those with families on the beach,
yep.
Middle of the summer,
home run,
beautiful spot.
And you have Pier Days coming up, and later in the show we'll have our own pirate, but I understand the Belmont Shore Pier is going to be attacked by pirates this summer.
Yes, it has been arranged for a pirate ship to attack the renowned Belmont Pier on Saturday.
The Veterans Pier, I might
add. The Veterans Belmont Pier on June the 30th, and of course that's tied into Bob Segrin of Long Beach Marathon's fame. He has an open water swim and another event called Swim With Your Dog, which has been coordinated by Justin Rudd. And it's a whole festival during that weekend centered around the Belmont Pier.
And AVP Volleyball is coming with 3 hours of national TV on NBC.
Yes, we are very fortunate enough to have the Crocs AVP Tour coming in on July the 18th through the 22nd. And, of course, Long Beach's own Misty May will be playing on the beach for her first time in her pro career.
And we have fireworks for July 4th, which are always a favorite.
Always, and there'll be lots of things. You know, around the AVP, we hope to bring some youth clinics, Art, that would involve kids from neighborhoods all over Long Beach. You know, part of what we know is that with all this great stuff on the beach, we want the whole community. That
yeah.
means the west side, the north side,
absolutely,
east side, all involved in these events down at the
Well, let me just say, I think this is a sensational idea. It's one man's opinion. And, you know, this city bought the Queen Mary 40 years ago for $150 million, if you add everything in. And maybe that was a good idea, maybe not so good. But it's become an icon, but the city put a lot of money in. Chris created the Grand Prix, and actually it has zero cost to the city, quite the opposite. It's brought in a huge economic benefit each week. And here's another opportunity to really market the city at very little cost to the city and ultimately be a moneymaker for the city with all the tourists that are going to come in. So congratulations on creating this concept, and I think it's great. And for the record, we partner with Charter Cable, but I'm not proud to say this. I think this is a great idea and a great partnership. So, final thoughts, Craig.
No, we just, it's going to be a great summer. You know, when we got involved with the Aquatics Festival, you remember 3 years ago, that was sort of our entry point into really taking a much larger position in things that showcase the city. And we feel the same way about Sea Festival. That's why we've signed a 3-year deal. It's going to be fantastic.
And Chris, you see enormous potential growth in Sea Festival into the future, don't you?
Absolutely, Art. It has huge potential. We've just got to discipline it and build it and get it financially on its own feet. And then we need to reach out, as Craig touched on and you touched on. We need to reach into our community, all of our community, and get people to come down and enjoy the beach. It's a wonderful asset that Long Beach has, and we need to share it and make sure people understand all the stuff that's in Sea Festival that they can come down and do on a Saturday or Sunday or Monday or Tuesday during the summertime.
And if any of you businesses in town would like to get involved as sponsors, they're always open to that. We'll put the numbers up right now. Chris Pook, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on what you've accomplished. And Craig Watson, good to see you again.
Always.
We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.